trying to say how sorry he was for what he called the pain and the loss and the suffering.
Sit down. Please stop.
COVID victims.
Please sit down. Right, could you ask them to leave?
After Chair Lady Hallett removed four people, Mr Johnson went on to say he understands the feelings of victims' families.
I am deeply sorry for the pain and the loss and the suffering of those victims and their families.
Israel's military says it's engaged in intensive battles in Gaza with its forces in the heart of the territory's second largest city, Khan Yunis. Hospitals say they've run out of floor space to treat people. Cancer warnings will be printed on urinal mats and placed in public toilets to improve early detection. NHS England says the messages in pubs and football grounds will urge men who carry blood in their urine to contact their doctor. Police in East London have started a murder investigation after a shooting in Hackney last night. One woman, aged 42, has died. So far, there have been no arrests. Researchers in Sweden claim to have proven the pregnancy test drug Primidos can cause damage to babies in the womb. Just a few months ago, the High Court ruled there was a lack of evidence linking the two. Robin Hayes' son, Sean, died in 1980, aged 10. He spent decades trying to prove that Primidos caused his heart defect.
They're asking us to agree not to claim and to make no further claim at any time in the future. On balance, I think it's fundamentally threatening. It's designed to scare the wits out of people.
And Team GB won't have a football team at next summer's Olympics in Paris. England needed to reach the finals of the Women's Nations League to do that, but they didn't make it, despite beating Scotland 6-0. England's men will also not be there. They're not putting a team forward. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temperature is 5 degrees today. Misty this morning, but beautiful bright skies now, so don't worry about the mist. It's gone. And it will be bright and sunny for most of the day. Clouding over around about 3 o'clock, but should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. I know there's loads of people tuned in at the moment, so very good morning. Thank you. I know most of you might be, or you could be musicians. A lot of you won't be. Bonjour to Bridget over in France. Bonjour, Bridget. Hello to Martin. Hello to Mrs. G. And also, hello to... Oh, I've forgotten. Just it. Name's gone from my head. It's terrible, isn't it? It's getting old, I think. I just forget things mid-sentence. I can't ever say... Now, you know, I put fairy lights up behind me on the Phoenix FM. We've got this board behind us, behind the studio desk, which is amazing, which has Phoenix FM written across it. And I put up the fairy lights yesterday, and they were still on this morning, so that means the batteries are going to last about another 20 seconds. So I've turned it off. Turned them off. But I do like them. I do like fairy lights, as I said. I might put them around my guest when he's playing. George will be winging his way, George Bone, into the studio to play here at about 11:30. And also joining him will be MJ Media, Martin, who brings in lots of guests, actually. Martin's a great supporter of local music in Essex, and he'll be coming in as well. With mince pies, probably. Don't like them, Martin, but thanks for the thought anyway. Just got a feeling you will. Now, also on the A-list is the amazing Abby Flynn. This is called My Own Woman. She was the voice on the Navos track. She's been on so many tracks. I think she's got over a good couple of million on Spotify listens as well. She's doing brilliantly, and this is her first self-release, actually, which is called My Own Woman. Here's Abby Flynn.
I'm a to kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come over wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder dreaming about him at night. I can't be drunk and hungover at the same time. Wanna hear my name rolling off your lips. I wanna feel that fire in your fingertips. I wanna lose my mind, let the room just spin. But I can't give in till I forget. Cause the truth is, I can't get high in love and still be hung up. But I know
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Mercedes rule and a rented. conversation with you at night. It's a little one-sided, but that's alright. I tell you in the kitchen about my day. Sit on the bed in the dark, changing places with the ghost that was there before you came. You've come to save my life again. I don't dare to touch your hand, I don't dare to think of you in a physical way. And I don't know how you smell, you are the cover of a magazine. You're my fashion tip for living museum. I'll be the visit you on rainy Sunday.
Yes, I am still here. I was just greeting my guests in the studio. We're not the BBC. We don't have a producer here or somebody to answer the door or somebody to bathe your feet as you come in. We don't have any of those luxuries or somebody to make coffee separately, you know, like a runner where you go, Mike, make that coffee and do it now. That's my off-air voice if I was to have an assistant in the studio. Obviously, a right rotter I would be. That'd be nice to have an assistant, actually. I think it would, but I'm joined by the next best thing, which is... Martin did bring in some, sorry, just as I turned round, Martin did bring in some, what are they called?
Mince pies.
Mince pies, but they look like posh ones, and already the box has flown open, and Martin is chomping his way halfway through one at the moment. You won't.
He was up early this morning.
He was up early. He's not mic'd up, so we're having both mics. Well, he was mic'd up, but George very sensibly moved the microphones out of the way. But we've got George Bone coming up in the next 10 minutes. We're going to do a little sound check before we do, and then you can hear the fantastic voice and music of George Bone, who's on our A-list at the moment, as you know, with Valencia. And I know the Beat Bakery boys will be stalking him out there, tuning in as well. So good morning to the guys. Right, let's play a bit more music and we'll be back in a while. I thought we'd go a little bit old school, Martin. You're okay over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's chomping away. The Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom. Do you remember that, Martin?
Love it.
He loves it. There we go. we are liking that one. That's Mirror in the Bathroom. That is The Beat. And now it is guest time.
You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
Right, I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter George Bone, who is not only on our A-list with his massive tune Valencia, which we love, he's also on the Eat My Brunch track of the year with Beat Bakery with One More Time, which also features George. So a very good morning.
It is absolutely lovely to be here. I think the last time I was here was mid-May.
Yes.
I was doing a few things before the Green Day Festival and before the Riddle with Booze Orchestra at the Golden Fleece in Chelmsford. So just, yeah, absolutely lovely to be back. And obviously, it's a radio show, so they won't be able to see. But this is very Christmassy themed, and I am loving all of the decorations that have been put up.
Thank you. And also, Martin's very kindly put the Christmas hat on your head.
Yes, he has, yes.
Which we always like to see.
I didn't know he was putting it on, and then I felt suddenly like a hat go on my head, and then felt like the bauble at the back hit my neck, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is.
Wait,
won't you
see the picture?
Yeah, it's
all right. I've seen it. It makes me look like a school child just sitting here.
It's all right. He's taking loads of pictures. You'll never forget those. Now, you're saying, like, last time you were in the studio was in May,
yes.
And I saw you on stage at Chelmsford. Yes. That was a really fantastic event, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was brilliantly, I mean, organised brilliantly by Martin just to the side.
Yeah.
But yeah.
MJ Media. There we go.
But yeah, really lovely set. The weather was really, really nice that day, so it helped a lot. All of the acts were really, really good that day as well. Yeah, it just so happened to be at the right place at the right time. I was in the middle of recovering from, like, just a few bits of sort of, like, health things because I was still working in London doing gigs, like, almost every night with Archer Street at that point in time. And it came at a period of time where I was, like, recovering and on the up from it. And so it hit really well, and the response from it was really, really good. And ultimately it was just a nice event to be a part of, and especially for my first sort of stage gig in the middle of Chelmsford City Centre. So couldn't have gone any better, really.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be happening again next year.
That would be stunning.
Because it was a massive stage, and it was a great afternoon of music, and it was well done to Martin for organising it. It's going to happen next year. Don't say too much because we can't hear you. So you've been gigging. You have been doing lots of gigs, having a look at your socials. What's been the highlight besides that gig?
I mean, I've been doing a bit of content crawling for the single that just came out, of course. But I did, one of the highlights was on the day that Valencia was released, I had a label gig up in Liverpool for a label called Big Condo. And they were doing a sort of one of their refresher gigs where essentially they invite artists to essentially be looked at by the label just to be like, okay, are you good enough, essentially? And I performed second in a group of six people that night, all lovely artists, brilliant work in their own right. And I had a few issues with backing tracks just before I went on, so I think the manager was slightly annoyed at that situation, but then I left the stage and he was like, yeah, you know what, you're all right. and by the time that, like, the evening was done, we were in a bar somewhere down Matthew Street, and the next thing I remember it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. So honestly, good night, memorable gig, great performance, can't complain.
Let's talk about songwriting. We did talk about this in May, but how do you put songs together? Are you somebody who's always writing lyrics, or do you get tunes come to you in the middle of the night, or is it keys and then the lyrics? How does it work?
It's usually me just mucking around with keys to start off with. I'm one of those people, especially when I've been learning, one of those people that, like, I need a structure in which to learn by, even if it's like setting like time deadlines for myself, whatever. So maybe that at some points throughout the day, it's maybe just like an hour or something like that. I go, you know what, let's set this time away on like a Tuesday at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's set this time to be creative, whatever. And usually it works within me playing a few tunes on the keys, being inspired by something I've just heard that day, and then vamping over the top of it. If anything sticks, I work with it. If something doesn't, it's fine. I just make a voice note of the keys and then sort of hum over it as I'm on the train or something like that going into work.
Yeah. Now, Valencia, when you played that in May, I was beside myself, because there's something when I listen to music and I hear that you've got that key change, and I can't read music. You're obviously fantastically talented like that, but I love that key change that you do, which is under the words "Get Away."
Oh yeah, yeah. If I may play it, if the settings are right. So it was like, "And be the one to stay, we could get away." Like a nice little element of like parallelism. So it's like a G sharp minor, G minor, F sharp minor, back to root first inversion. Yeah. It's a really simple key, like it's a really simple chord sequence when you're just like learning it for the first time, but then you add like some creative spice into it, yeah, just to throw off a few people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I have had a few compliments about that bit in particular, yeah, just to be like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
That's the point.
I was,
yeah,
thinking it was just like a cookie cutter 4-1-5-6, but no, also, yeah.
No, nice. It does. Every time I hear it, it's weird. It's a bit, you know, listening to music, there's bits in songs that you just wait for that bit to come up.
Yeah.
And because it's a really hooky chorus as well. But it's that bit that I go, whoa, that chord is just gorgeous. And even people who probably, as you, not musicians, hear it and go and do the same thing. So that's, for me, that is the bit that I go, that's a real little nugget of gorgeousness. And I love it. Now, talking about Valencia, tell us about the song and then you're going to play it live in the,
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, so... it all started when my friend Josh, who was studying at Berklee College of Music at the time, he invited me down to Valencia because he had to do a semester in the European campus, which is on the Science and Arts site, which, if you haven't been to Valencia, it's a really modern, beautiful building just by the coast of the Mediterranean. And he was like, come down, spend a weekend with me. We'll watch a football game there because there are two big Spanish football clubs there. It'll be a good weekend. And you get to stay in my accommodation, so accommodation's relatively cheap. And I was thinking, great, what a stunning weekend. On the Saturday, the main Saturday that I was there, we did everything that we wanted. We went to the beach, we went to a football game, we went to a house party in the evening, and his flat building was situated literally slap bang between the old town and all the lights from Jativa train station and everything. And on the other side, you could see the bars and the beaches heading on to the Mediterranean. And it was such a beautiful sight. And at that point in time, I was visiting a lot of people through Europe, traveling on my own. And it was almost that feeling of, God, I wish I had someone to share these experiences with. And the day after that, I stayed in the accommodation writing the chorus for Valencia. And then around 4 months later, I actually got round to finishing it with a brilliant singer-songwriter from Southampton called Rhea Hanley. So we finished it in around mid-January, produced it up in July, mixed and mastered in October of this year, and finally got it out on November the 24th of this year.
And it's on our A-list because we love it here on Phoenix FM. And it was one of my contenders as well for Track of the Year. So I wanted, yes, to give it a mention with a few others in there too. So, yeah, it seems really unfair because when you've got to pick, you know, an album of the year, which is Steve Mortimer's Psalms from the Gutter, which is incredible, another Essex local legend.
It's absolutely stunning.
He's absolutely amazing. And then the Track of the Year, but I had to mention a few others because it just wouldn't have been fair because I've been inundated with so much amazing music.
2023 has been such a good year specifically for, especially just coming through and bursting through it, like local music, maybe because, yeah, I've been in that bubble and have noticed it a lot more, but yeah, especially just from my point of view, a lot of young talented singer-songwriters, mm-hmm, and a lot of people who have established finding their feet again,
yeah,
it's just so great to be in that environment. And obviously very grateful for you and everyone who has bothered to play Valencia one more time, really. So yeah, very happy about
brilliant
that.
Tracks. Now you're going to hear something spectacular. Hopefully my mixing skills will be good today, but this is going to be George Bone. He's going to play Valencia live in the studio.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you, I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own, but everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go. Now I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into golden from my blue, and be the one to stay, we could get away. Find a bar with you where we could spend the night, drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I spend the evening with you staring at your smile, and you would have my heart right here in Valencia. For a while,
to you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you be home. Everywhere I go, whoa, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into golden from my blue. And be the one to say we could get away. Find a bar with you where we can spend the night. Drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I spend the evening with you staring at your smile. And you would have my heart right here in Valencia. Turn my skies into golden from my blue. I'm feeling one to stay, we could get away. Find a bar with you where we can spend the night. Drinking wine and hear the breaking of the tide. I'd spend the evening with you staring at your smile. And you would have my heart right here in Valencia.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, that was amazing. Now, the mix in the studio, because we've not got this going through a speaker, it's going through the keyboard, so the keyboard was a little bit low, but you could just sing that. I mean, you're an amazing keyboard player, but you just sing it with your your voice.
Just a cappella.
Yeah. just a cappella. That was amazing. That makes me go all shuddery. What about you, Martin?
How about me?
You're on your pod. Did you see that?
He's doing social media work and eating the mince pies.
He's on mince pie number two.
No, I put the mince pie there. Yeah.
As a diplomatic offer.
Sorry, George can't. He's performing at the moment. He can't eat.
Eating during the performance.
It's fine. No worries. Martin was my lift today. So
oh,
I
yeah. Sorry. Be nice
that.
To Martin. Otherwise, you might get back.
Yes.
So who are your musical influences? Who do you admire?
Yeah. So weirdly, the day before Valencia came out on the 24th of November, I got to see a guy called Bruno Major at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town on the 23rd, and he's probably the reason why I'm doing this genre of music to begin with. I remember start of 2022, getting music out there for the first time. It was a very weird time in my life, and a lot of music from Harbour artists like Lizzie McAlpine, Bruno Major, Eloise, and any like London based sort of like South of the River jazz artists like Tom Misch, Jacob Collier is also like a big example as well. So they were big inspirations for me. And it just so happened that obviously the day before Valencia was released, where it was the sort of epitome of all of these styles coming together, I just so happened to get tickets to see the guy who is my main inspiration for it. And admittedly, most of the support act was brilliant, but most of my support act was literally on my phone messaging people, just being like, hey, stream this when it comes out. But also at the same time, like, it was just one of those environments where this is the epitome of, not to have a moment to big myself up, but this was like all of the work that I put in to get to this moment. And I'm very happy that all of it paid off to not only see my inspiration firsthand in person for the first time, but also to have that coming out afterwards. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Where did you discover your voice?
There were many different answers I could give for this. And the reason why is because I used to sing a lot. Obviously, at primary school, we used to sing in assemblies and stuff like that. And from there, it was a moment, even when I was younger, that I was like, hey, I can belt this out and not sound bad doing it. Maybe this could be something that, you know, I could work on. But it was only when I sort of started in secondary school doing choirs, accompanying myself on keys, did I think that sort of, hey, I could make a niche out of this. I could do something out of this. And probably a load of peers at secondary school got fed up with, oh, it's George on keys again doing the assembly today. Oh, but also it was just one of those things where it's like, yeah, I can see myself doing this in the long term. I went up to Durham to study music at uni there, and then COVID hit, obviously, in my final year, and that was disrupted slightly. But started doing a lot of gigging in London from around 2021, 22, and sort of have not really looked back from there since. So as socially from a young age, but professionally in the last sort of 5-6 years, it's really kicked off, and that's where I found my voice and my artistic vision, if you want to put it like that.
And note perfect you were indeed.
Bless you, Tar.
You were. Do you sing with a gospel choir? Are you part of a gospel choir?
So it's weird. Like, I MD'd a gospel choir at uni. I was part of the University of Durham's gospel choir in 2018-19, and then co-MD'd it in 2019-20. Obviously, we couldn't do a final performance at the end of the year because of COVID, but we were at the time in back-to-back University Gospel Choir of the Year competitions. I arranged some stuff for that. I did some keys work for that as well. So I went to church when I was younger as well. I went to the evangelical church close to me because grandparents were evangelical as well. My mum came from quite a Christian background, so I naturally went to church as well, and also was asked to play keys and sing at church as well. So they're really milking me for all that was worth. But honestly, it's the place where sort of I got my sense of community, and singing in a gospel choir and having that sort of religious background to me as well, it felt like a second home. Granted, I'm not as religious now as I was back then, but also I always wear a crucifix to remind me of sort of where I was, to not muck up people and be a nuisance, be mean to people, but also at the same time just remind myself that, hey, here's where I came from, here's the roots that I want to keep grounded within me, essentially.
Yeah. I did ask you this question before, but I'm going to ask you again.
Yes.
Because I've spoken to a few people, musicians, who have faith as well. Some do, some don't. But the point of being, when you're writing a song, I've said to them, do you ever feel that a song is gifted? I think I asked you this before, it's gifted from the universe. So what do you think? Do you think you get in some songs, you just go, where did that come from?
If they are gifted from the universe, I feel that they will probably be gifted for other people, that they just vicariously fell in my lap, and it's sort of like, I'll take this. This is me. But it's one of those things where an idea comes to your head and you think it's so pure, so you, that you can't really take anything away from it. Obviously, I write to briefs as well, so you give songs off to labels, you give songs off to other people, and you're like, do what you will with this demo, whatever. But there are those, like you say, there are those rare moments when a song comes into your head. I did a song called Go On Without Me that I wrote, literally finished writing a day before the Liverpool gig that I mentioned earlier. And it was one of those things where everything came in small chunks. So I was walking to work in Clapham, and I got a literal bit of the verse in my head, and I was like, I've got to write that down, do a voice note. 3 months later, forget about the song, think of a chorus, and I'm like, oh, that could go really well with this. So if the universe is dropping songs to me, it's doing it at a very slow pace, and I would like it to pick up the pace slightly. It's you take the good song ideas with the bad song ideas, but the bad song ideas get you through, and it's you gotta play to what you say, what the universe gives you, really.
Yeah, and you do have to write things sometimes out of your system. You get that one thing when it turns into an awful track, and then you go on to the next one, and that one's is like the one you go, wow.
It's the best thing you've ever written in your entire life.
Yes, yeah, but you have to get those songs out there. Now, you've worked with, it's really weird, because Beat Bakery, I was playing their track with Milena and Susanna this year and last year, and they also are the track of the year, which you feature on one more time. And then I was like, hold on a minute, George Bone is working with Beat Bakery. So how did that collab? Because I know both, because obviously knowing both of you, how did that collaboration come about?
I actually didn't know that you knew the Beat Bakery people until I was like in the studio with you in May. And I was like, I think you asked like how Mike and Brody are doing. I was like, how do you know Mike and Brody? I performed at a networking event at Talyard Studios in London. Weirdly, the DJ Sigala was also like right in front of me while I was performing at that event. So it was a lot of pressure. But it was one of those like speed dating style networking events. And it just so happened that Mike and Brody were going together, and I was going on my own because I was performing at this event. And we just so happened to sort of sit in the same sort of table as each other, and we got talking about potential things that we could work on. They gave me a few sort of beat ideas that they were sort of working on, and the second one that they gave me was what eventually turned into it turned into One More Time. So we booked out a writing room, wrote at least the large majority of that song in around a 3-hour session. We had to rewrite a bit of the pre-chorus, but just so the label that eventually did look to signing us, they were like, hey, well, you might need to improve this. If it's improved to a standard, then we'll sign it. It was a very sporadic relationship because we went to Tullyard Ed's literally a year away from each other. So they graduated in 21, I graduated in 22. And it was almost, it was a, not almost fate because we obviously worked hard to be there, but it was a very weird collaboration that turned into a really beautiful thing, I think, because I would never have guessed to work with sort of like a house group, a house like pop like group with my vocals. But it turned out that it just ended up being a really good combination. And the song that we released was a really good song. I'm really happy with how it's performed, and I'm sure Mike and Brody are listening. Hi Mike and Brody, hope you're doing well.
They're listening.
Yeah they're definitely listening. But also it just turned into this really beautiful thing, and I'm happy with what we came out with, and I'm happy with the reception that it's got.
I think sometimes with musicians as well, you can get very into your own music and you don't want to go outside of that. And yet you've done this quite early in your career, that you're going, actually this is a house kind of a different beat, I'm going to work and do this. And because a lot of musicians don't, they want to keep everything to themselves and they don't share, and that way you don't get out to a different audience. Because if you've got your core music, Valencia, and then you're doing something different, which is One More Time, you're hitting two lots of
people, aren't you? As musicians, we have to be multi-talented, and I don't mean that again to boost ego or anything like that, but we have to be multidisciplinary. We have to be our own hype men, we have to be our own diarists, we have to be content creators, we have to be producers, mixers, masterers at the same time, as well as, if you want to do that top line and be on the top billing, good performers as well. Whoever you meet, regardless of what style they like to work in, it's great to sort of set those foundations going. And even if it's turning out to be like the wackiest combination of music that you end up coming out with, it's then, like we said, turns into a really beautiful thing. I think the phrase "be kind to the people you meet on the way up because you'll meet them on the way down" was very prominent. I'm so happy that I got to meet them and known them for the last year and a half or so, and would love to do some more stuff with them.
Yeah, I hope you do, because I think all of your stars are all going up in the same direction. I think 2024 is going to be a fantastic year for all of you, is. Now, what song are you going to do next? Because we're going to make you work and do another song. You're right there, Martin. Martin's okay, he's just sitting there. Are you reading something? What are you doing?
No, I'm not. You're obsessed with me.
That's so rude. You're sitting there reading the book.
Listening,
I have stolen Martin's mic, so he's fine. It's fine. So I felt, as both Valencia and One More Time were nominated and won your track of the year, it felt only appropriate to do them live in the studio while I'm here. So I'll make my second song the acoustic version of One More Time. And I'm doing it in slightly a lower key, not only for the fact that slightly croakier voice today, but also at the same time, the top A that I get in the bridge, I've only ever hit above a G sharp 4 very rarely. Like, it's very rare that I get up to hear in a recording, let alone hear in a recording.
Right.
So as soon as I got that take around two times when we did it live, it's like, right, let's bounce. We've done it. So I'm moving it slightly lower just to accommodate a live voice. So this is the live version of One More Time, which is your track of the year.
Search me, and you're showing me the way. We could one more time. Close your eyes and set the scene. 'Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Stop the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Oh, I can't escape you when you say you love me. In a crowded room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay all night dancing to the floor. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. We could stay all night dancing to the floor. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. We could stay all night dancing to the floor. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, if you're feeling fine, if you're feeling fine, we can stay all night dancing to the floor. And when the mood is red, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. We can stay all night dancing to the floor. And when the mood is red, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling
I was singing along with that, actually.
I did hear the foot tapping.
Sorry,
along.
Oh, sorry.
Then, no. It was really funny. It was really funny because I heard the foot tapping along, and then it went to the rip bit where it was just like slightly slower, and I'm like, I'm going to have to disappoint the piece here.
I didn't reach. You know what? I was doing this, wasn't I? And I didn't realise I had my headphones on.
I'm so sorry. Have a boogie to an acoustic piece. It's genuinely fine. It was really funny, but it was genuinely fine. No worries.
You're lucky because I think I've got a shaker in my bag as well, so I could be sitting here going, nothing's worse. When you see a singer, if you're in a band, that they go, I can play tambourine. You're like, no, you really can't. No, please don't.
I mean, you can. Can I choose not to?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that. My foot tapping.
No, it's absolutely fine.
It's because I got my headphones on. I thought it was just like that.
You were jamming along to it. Yeah. I'll take it as the biggest form of compliment.
My foot's so loud. Isn't it? It's like stomping.
Blame it on me.
I was. It's Martin. Blame it on Martin. Sorry about that. So what's the plans? Have you got an E? Is there an EP? Are you doing an EP or are you just going to keep releasing singles?
So I think where releases are going at the moment, obviously the more hype you can get out of individual releases, the better. It's not like where you release an album or a big EP or something like that, and then you have one release period and then sort of like go on to the next one. Especially in the age of social media where you've got to keep marketing yourself, the more that you have to market, the better. So the idea at the moment is just single by single songs, and the idea in the future, late 2024, early 25, this is how it's touch wood sketched out at the moment, is all of these singles that I release are going to be put into an album or an EP of some sort, an extended EP, maybe six songs or something like that, and then released early 2025. But that's like very touchwood plans at the moment. Things might accelerate depending on whether I kick off or not. Things may go a bit slower, but it's fine. We take the good and the bad all together. But yeah, I'm looking forward to what 2024 has upcoming.